You're listening to the Theater Talk Podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good.
Well, welcome to my podcast.
Thank you.
This is the Theater Talk. So if you're ready, we could just get right into it.
Let's do it.
Okay, cool. So can you tell the listeners a bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Collins Conley. I'm an ensemble member of Mean Girls on Broadway, and I've been an original cast member since 2018 when we opened on Broadway.
Ooh, fun. So starting at the beginning of your journey, how did you get started in performing?
Okay, so I've been dancing since I was three. When I was young, I played soccer and baseball and dance, and dance is what stuck. I was a competitive dancer growing up. I was competing probably like every weekend for like a good 6 months of my life, and for like 6 years. Like it was a lot of dance training growing up, and I actually wanted to study medical research, but I was like, but I love to dance. And then around the age of 16, I realized that I would miss being on stage if I was like in a lab doing medicine. So I decided to start taking private voice lessons and acting classes. And I'd been singing in choir at school and stuff. But that was really when I started training really hard. And then I got a bachelor's of fine arts from Ball State University. And then I moved to the city. That's how I like started performing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So when did you have, you kind of said that already, but when did you have that moment when you were like, I want to do theater, this is what I have to do?
Yeah, it's actually like really clear. Like I have like such a visual memory of it. Because I've been doing like the musical in middle school and stuff, but it's not the same when you're like in a middle school musical. It's like, it's hard to really feel that when you're like in a gym performing to like your parents. But in high school, I had seen the national tour of Wicked actually. And I remember like sitting in the audience and like feeling something that was like outside of myself. I'm like, whoa, I never thought that something that was on stage could make me feel something that has nothing to do with my circumstance. It's like that escape moment. And I was like, you know what? I really want to help people feel something. I think apathy is one of the worst things that can happen to a person. And it's hard going through life. If you're trying to protect your heart, you might become apathetic. So I was like, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. And then I was in high school, like performing in the Crazy for You musical that we were doing. And that night when we were like doing, or like the next night after I'd seen Wicked, I remember like doing a specific dance break and being like, yep, this is it. I can't lose this moment.
That's amazing. That's a cool moment. I remember for me, when I had that kind of like, I want to do theater, this is it. Mm-hmm. Was when I was visiting New York for a summer camp. And I had gone to see The Prom on Broadway because I was part of our experience there. And as soon as the show started and the overture started playing, I was like, this, I need this.
That overture is so special to my heart. You're so much younger though. That's great. That's so helpful that you know that now.
So what was your favorite part about working on original material for The Prom and for Mean Girls?
Yeah, so doing original shows is so cool. Like, we get new scripts every day, and you get new choreography every day, and specifically on Mean Girls, you could see how our writer, Tina Fey, would kind of alter lines or, like, give lines to different people based on, like, who they were as humans. Like, she was really writing specific characters for us, which was really cool. And similarly, in The Prom, me and my best friend met at the final callback, and we had never known each other, and we got cast as, like, the two mean cheerleaders. And we saw how they were, like, as our friendship got closer, like, things would kind of shift and, like, change. And it's really cool working on original shows and seeing how you judge what is good enough to make it to Broadway. You're like, no, we can't lose that song. And our director's like, we have to lose that song. Like, it's a really cool and hard process.
Yeah, I think with original musicals, it's really cool because there's no like stereotype with others and like the audience being all like, oh, they're not playing the role, right?
Right, exactly. We get to make our own roles. It's amazing.
Yeah. So What was it like for the audition process for the prom? Because as a dancer, when you're going in for ensemble, the audition process is a lot different than if you're going in for a lead.
Yes. So for the prom, which was actually like my first equity job. So there's like two different like groups of auditioners, non-equity and equity. Equity people have to be seen. Like you have to let them audition. So I was actually non-equity. So prom could have said, there's too many people here. We don't have time to let you dance. And luckily they didn't. And so I waited in a room for probably like 3 hours with like 300 other girls. And they're like, okay, we have time to see non-equity. And so luckily I got to dance, which was amazing. But of course I had never really gotten to audition for those people before because I normally don't get to make it that far. And so then they're like, who is this random person? And they have me come in and sing like privately at the casting office, like not in a callback. They're like, we don't know who you are. Please come sing for us. So I went in and sang for them. And then I went and danced maybe a couple more times. And the director, Casey, was in the room that time. And it was exciting. It was like my first final callback for a Broadway level production. And I didn't get it. And I was like, you know, that's okay. It was my first time in final callbacks. Like, I'm happy with that. And then 3 months later, I got an email from my agent being like, final callback for the prom for the role of Ashley. Her name was changed to Shelby on Broadway, but
yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'm going back in for the prom. And I actually had to change a flight. I was like going to my cousin's graduation and I hadn't done the choreography in like 3 months. And I went back to this audition thinking there'd be 30 or 40 people like there normally is. And there was like 8 of us. And I was like, what is happening? And they had us dance it a bunch of times and we had to sing a bunch of music. And then they're like, here's some scene work. And then me and my now best friend met reading a scene together. And then I got the call like the next day.
That's cool. Yeah. A lot of like other people who were on here are like, you hear nothing for like 8 months. And then suddenly just one day they want you.
Yeah, it was so weird because like in my experience with Mean Girls was completely different. And I had, like I said, I had never really been that far. So like, I was like, oh, it's over 3 months later. So funny how it like works in the industry.
Yeah. So you mentioned Mean Girls. So what was the audition like for that?
It's like my favorite story to tell. So obviously like with a name like Mean Girls, you're going to get a lot of people showing up to the audition. Luckily I was equity by this point. So I was allowed to audition. And I was in like the second group and they did something called a type out because there were too many people. So we didn't even get to learn a dance. We had to stand there and we like did a heel stretch, like grabbed our leg and held our leg up. And we're like, hi, I'm Collins. And then they cut my group of 30 to like 5 people from that, from saying your name and holding your leg up. We're all like, what is happening? And then they let us learn an actual dance. It was probably the hardest choreography I've had to do in an audition to date. So hard, but it was so fun. And then we would sing, they would make a cut and I'd go to the casting office and sing. And then they'd bring us back and have us dance with maybe 100 people that made it that far. And then they'd have us sing again. And then they sent me like 8 pages of material to learn. Like 2 different characters, like 4 scenes per character. And they had me come in and like read for the director and for Tina Fey, which is like terrifying. And they gave us 8 scenes and they asked us, pick one that's your favorite. I was like, you made me memorize 8 scenes to pick one that's my favorite. So I did that. And then we kind of just cycled through like dance, singing, acting. And the final audition, I put that in quotations. The final audition was round 8 for me. So I'd been through 8 rounds of cuts and they had us dance, sing, and act all in one day. It was a wild ride. And then I got an email like an hour after it and they were like, we need you to come in for a vocal work session tomorrow. And I'm like, what is a vocal work session? And it was like at 9 in the morning. And I was like, I thought my final was today. So I go in at 9 in the morning thinking I've probably like did something wrong yesterday. And they're like, no, we just wanted to have you sing. You were standing in like a dead spot in the room. And like, luckily I know the director. And so he knew like, oh, she's not that quiet. There must be something with the room. So he brought me back in to sing for the composer again. And they taught me Karen's song, like the My Name is Karen. Yeah. They taught that to me. Like I was just like sitting on the piano bench next to the music director, like learning the song. And I sang that. I was in the room for about 5 minutes and I got the email the next day that I would be making my Broadway debut.
That's so fun. Yeah. A lot of audition experiences are so different. And I think it's great to hear everyone's stories.
Yes, definitely. Well, I have friends that were in the same audition for Mean Girls for me, and they're like, oh, mine was only like 5 rounds. I'm like, I went in 9 times. It's so funny how it works out.
Was that stressful at all, going in so many times for Mean
Girls? A little bit, but we went in, so it was like probably once or twice a week for like a month and a half. So we were going in pretty frequently. So you never had to wait and like, oh, I didn't get it. So it did help. It was right around like round 5 when I was like, I didn't nail it. They're going to cut me. So like you always have like that one day. But for the most part, it was so fast that I didn't have time to get stressed.
Yeah. Were you a fan of the movie? So like, was this like a big deal for you?
Yes. So, I mean, I grew up with that movie. It came out when I was 12 in 2003. And so every sleepover I was at as a high schooler was we watched Mean Girls. And I was really excited to see what they would do with the material because it had been 15 years since the show had come out. So like they didn't have social media when Mean Girls movie came out. So it was like, I just want to be in this room and see what's happening. And it's like a legend being in a movie that you watched growing up as a child. It was cool.
Yeah. So what was opening night like for Mean Girls?
It was so cool. It's so hard to explain those kind of days, like the Tony Awards or opening night, because you're so busy. Like we had, I think our opening night performance, they start them really early because they know you have like a party. Mm-hmm. So I think I got to the theater at like 2 p.m. and our director gave us like a nice pep talk. I don't think we got any new material that morning like we had been for the weeks prior. So you're like exhausted and they're like, okay, 2 p.m. the show's at 4 or something. And then there were like so many gifts on my station. I think I cried like 7 times that day. like it's just your dream come true. Like I've wanted to be on Broadway for so long and like I'm carrying a gown to my theater on opening night. Like it is just, I'm like going to cry right now. It is just a really, really cool moment. Both of my parents were there, which was really special. And they were like sitting in the 4th row. So I remember like at the end, just like locking eyes with them when we bowed and like, this was it. It was so cool. And then after that, you try to get ready really fast, but like, you got to do your hair. It has to come out of a wig and like look cute. So you get ready. And then I missed all the boys leaving in like a van to get to the press event. And so it was like 3 of us girls had just missed it. And the other girls were like going to take longer. So the 3 of us were like, let's just take a taxi to the event and like do our own thing. So we ended up getting like our own red carpet, which was kind of cool because there was like a big boys red carpet and a big girls red carpet. And then the 3 of us in the middle. but it's really cool because you walk down and like all these different networks that you've heard about, like Broadway World and all of that are like taking photos of you. And then I did like a small interview where they had us read like quotes from the movie or quotes from the musical. Yeah. And we got like little broken crown pieces from it. They like handed us. It was really, it's a really cool night. And you're also like starving. Like at that point, it's probably 9 o'clock at night. You haven't eaten since like 2 when you showed up to the theater. And then you were in a gown and you're like finally done with an hour of like the press line. And you're like, I finally get to go to the party. And there was like 2,000 people there and I only knew like 10. You're like, where are my parents? Where is the food? Like, it's such a wild ride. It was so fun. It was such a cool night and it was so fun to share with my parents and all of my castmates who were making their Broadway debuts because it was a lot of us. So it was really exciting.
Yeah. What is it like to be an original cast member of a show just in general?
It's so exciting. I think even when I dreamed like being on Broadway, I never like specify like I want to be an original member, but there's so much you get to do as an original cast member. Like you get to do the album, you get to do the opening night party, you get to one originate all of the roles and go through the preview process I was talking about where you get new scripts every morning. And then you get to do all the like Good Morning America, the Today Show, the Tonys, the Macy's Parade. Like it's so exciting. Like it checks off so many amazing like bucket list items. And I just can't believe that like whenever people are like dressing up as like sexy corn for Halloween or whatever, like that's always me. Like that was the track like I created. And that's just so weird. So weird and so amazing.
Yeah. You kind of mentioned some things that include my next few questions.
Okay.
So would like high school you ever imagine seeing themselves at the Tonys performing?
Absolutely not. I think like you feel like it's a pipe dream. Like it's a dream that's too far away to be real. Like I'm sure that's how like Olympians feel or like professional football players. Like, you're like, oh, well, only, like, I can pretend I'm going to be on Broadway, but I'm not actually going to be on Broadway. And you're, like, watching the Tonys for 10 years of my life. And then, like, to be on that stage is just insane. High school, me had no idea.
Yeah, and then what was it also like to perform at the Thanksgiving Day Parade? Because it is extremely cold.
It was so cold. It was like the coldest Thanksgiving in like 30 years or something. It was like under 20 degrees when we performed. But it's one of my most favorite Mean Girls memory, the parade. You get up so early in the morning. You're like down there at 4 a.m. for the dress rehearsal. And you're dancing on concrete, which is a wild ride. But what you don't see on TV is that actually in front of that is like a whole booth of like cameras. And so you're like, where do I look? Who's filming? What is happening? It's not like you assume it's all the people like it is in the back, but it's not. It's like just like metal. It's so odd. But I remember because of the number we chose, it's like an ensemble featured number. And right after the parade, I filmed myself because I was sobbing. And I was like, you know, in my wildest dreams, I would have thought I'd perform on the Thanksgiving Day Parade, but never did I think I would be like like we would get to be featured. Like as an ensemble member, it would be like our dance break, like our story. It was really, really amazing. It's definitely one of my most favorite memories of all time.
Yeah. Because I think Fearless is such like an ensemble carried number. And that's why it's one of my favorites is because it features everyone in that sense.
Yes, it's so fun. It's such a full company number. Yeah. It's exciting.
What's your favorite number to perform in the show?
Fearless every night. I also love doing Sexy. There's just something about like a Halloween dance every day that's really fun. It's some of my favorite choreography in the show.
Yeah. Okay, so those are kind of all my general questions, and these are ones that I typically just ask people who I'm interviewing. So if you could tell your past self one thing, what would you tell them?
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I've ever been asked that question. I feel like it's almost the advice that I always give. Like I always offer the advice that all you need to be is like your unique, wonderful self. And if you're training as hard as you can, like all of those things that make you special, like for me, looking really young, being really tall, you don't have to change any of that. Like, and you will be enough. I think when I was growing up, I always like, I'm too tall. I'm never going to be on Broadway. I'm too tall. Or like, I dance too big and I'm never going to be able to do that show because I won't blend in right. And all those things. But all of those reasons are like why Casey hired me. That's like why I got prom. And that's why I got Mean Girls. Cause I look really young. I'm really tall. And I'm going to dance really big. And if I had tried to change that growing up, then I wouldn't be the unique, wonderful version of myself that I have to offer.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing that a lot of people tell me during like my master classes or whatever is that the reason why they cast you is because you're you.
100%.
Yeah. And you were talking about being really tall at a young age. That's totally me. I'm 12 and I'm 5'4".
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
My predicted height is going to be like 5'8 at a minimum.
I'm 5'9". So you're going to be great.
Thank you. So now we have some questions from listeners. And one of them is, what is your gender bent dream role?
Oh my gosh. I'm sure I have so many answers for this. Gender-bent dream role. You know, this is going to be really cliche. I would love to be Evan Hansen.
Yes.
It's weird because the whole, like, lying aspect of that story kind of stresses me out. But I'm like, it would be so cool to be in a role like that. I think boys' music is just better. Like, can I be, like a Lacage dancer angel? I mean, they're in drag. Does it count? I don't know. But like that, it's such a fun dancer show.
Yeah.
That's what I have for you.
Nice. So the next one is, if you could see any show with an original cast, what show would you see?
With an original cast?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could go like way back. Like I would love to see. So I saw Patti LuPone and Gypsy. Obviously it's a revival, but she's incredible. So I think of like stars that were at her caliber. Like I would love to see, I guess I saw Bernadette Peters. What is her name? Funny girl. What's her name? Barbara Streisand. I would love to see Barbara Streisand. I think she would just be someone that is so so incredible live, and like those roles were like made for her. I think Funny Girl. I'd go Funny Girl.
Amazing. So someone else wants to know, what's your favorite dance move?
My favorite dance move? Mm-hmm. I like to leap, actually, like a center, probably like a center leap. Because I'm not very flexible as a dancer.
Same.
Yeah, I'm pretty tight for a dancer, but I have a lot of power. So I can get some height, and a center leap, you can't see how bad my turnout is because it's to the front. So I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. What's your favorite style of dance?
Tap.
Same.
Yes, I've been a tapper like first. Like I never thought I would book a show without tapping. Like I never thought I was a good enough dancer without tap to like be good enough for Broadway. Shocker. Apparently it's street jazz. That's what's going to give me jobs. But yeah, I'm definitely tap brings me the most joy.
Yeah, I literally just started tap, I think, only last year, and it's already my favorite. It's bypassed everything else.
Good.
I just lost them. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. You saw me trying to come up with answers and failing miserably.
No, you were perfectly fine. So if you were to be cast in any show, any kind of show, off Broadway, on Broadway, touring, what would you want to be in?
No, this I feel like I actually know an answer to this one. I didn't have to think so hard. Embarrass myself. I would love to be an angel in Anything Goes when it revives. Get to tap behind some star, whoever's going to be Reno Sweeney. I think that would be really fun. I would love to do Natalie in Next to Normal. I'm probably aging out, but like if I can keep these youthful looks, like even at like a regional theater, I would love to play Natalie. It's one of my favorite roles. I love her songs. Big fan. And then my last one's always Millie. I don't know if they'll ever revive it without Sutton Foster, but I would love to be Millie.
Yeah, I'm Next to Normal's another show that I like too, but I cried so much.
Yes, it's such an emotional show.
Well, those are all my questions. Thank you.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I hope I had good answers. I tried to think.
You did amazing.
The gender bent one threw me for a loop. Oh, think about that.
Well, thank you for coming. Have an amazing day.
Thanks, you too. It was so nice to meet you.
And I really hope I get to see you in something someday.
Yes, me too. I'm so glad you saw The Prom and that it like was really special to you because the show is really special to my heart.
Yeah. Oh, well, I totally just came up with this, but are you excited for the movie?
I am excited for the movie. I think it'll be so cool to have it dramatized the way that they're going to dramatize it because it's for film. And I think, you know, that story is like the reason I got into theater. Like I said, to make people feel something, to really like impact their lives. So for more people to be able to see the story of The Prom, I'm excited.
Yeah. Like I was saying, have an amazing day and bye.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Theater Talk. As you can see, Collins is amazing, and she's even more amazing on stage. So when COVID is over and Broadway reopens, go see her in Mean Girls. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you guys all next week. Bye!